You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Trevor in Rohnert Park next up. Hi, Trev, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? You know, I was listening to this guy calling in from Sonoma, and I don't think I could have made a better point than that. I just want to preface this by saying, or just put a bow on what he was saying, that I think we've seen what Kuminga can do, and it is on Kuminga to take that next step. It's not all on the coach. If I'm a player and I want more playing time, I'm not going to wait for somebody to develop my talents. I'm going to do what that coach is asking me to do, or that organization's asking me to do, so that I can get more playing time and maybe get more attention. So I don't think what Kuminga is doing right now with negotiating, if I was Kuminga's agent, I'd be telling him to take that deal for $45 million for 2 years and play it out, because I honestly think that's the best he's going to get. If he takes that $7 million deal where he's just going to – where I mean, I know the Warriors can't trade him. It's a bad deal for the Warriors if he goes ahead and does that. But I think he's kind of, you know, and he's kind of putting himself and the Warriors in a hard spot, because I don't see him being better than he is. So I don't know where everybody's coming in here and, like, blaming the coach or saying he's not getting enough playing time. He's put himself in that position. He hasn't given himself – the opportunity to get more playing time. I really don't think so. When a guy goes off and has a good game one every four games, and that's really what it is. If you watch the Warriors enough, you might see Kuminga go ahead and have a great game one every four or five games. That's just not enough to call yourself a player that's worth the kind of money he's asking for.
Yeah.
And he, you know...
Yeah, Trevor. And the other part of it is, Trevor, that's a great point, but also when he's not having one of those games that you're describing... Are you an impactful, positive, helpful player in those other three nights? And that, I think, is where the frustration comes from as far as the Warriors go. It's one thing if you go, okay, you got 23 tonight. Nice, and we won. The next night you got 8, but you had 7 rebounds, you had 2 blocks and a steal, and you played nasty D. We'll take that over your 23-point night any day of the week.
Yeah, and then, by the way, the which contract would he take is kind of what Slater updated us on. Again, we'll let you hear that in just a minute. Let's go to Joshua in Livermore. Hi, Joshua. Thank you for calling.
Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for having me. Been a fan of the show since day one.
Thank you.
For 10 years.
Oh, boy.
I work in many small teams. I have all the same dynamics that Steve Kerr has with his basketball team. Seasoned veterans, mid-level guys, junior guys, some talent, hopefully talented I could level up someday. I always say... First thing I always say is the truth, and my wife, she laughs at, 50% of the people are below average. Don't forget that. No matter what you want to do and how you want to help them and get them to there's reasons they're stuck below that 50%. I have the same type of people on my team, like Jonathan is to Steve right now, as he's not getting a fair shot. He's not getting the training. He's not getting developed. He's not getting the tools to be better, and I am not providing him, or my management staff is not providing him, because I'm in a role similar to Steve Kerr with a bunch of assistant coaches. But I do all these things. I promote the things. I listen to what he says. I get my company's HR involved to put plans in place to help him, but he doesn't listen to what we're saying and do the details I need him to do to be successful in his role, dot the I's, cross the T's, do the job correctly in the high quality level that I need, to consider him a talent that I'm going to tell my employer is someone we need to keep and retain and pay the big bucks, which is way cheaper, obviously, than basketball people. And if he's not going to be that person, he's got to go. Him being in there and him being dissatisfied and him being angry hurts everybody else in my small team. They don't want to say nothing, and they don't want to say nothing to me. But, you know, the rumors from what they say to other people gets up to me, and I know what's going on, and it affects them. At a certain point, you got to cut bait. I think Jonathan Kuminga's got to go. Has he got potential? Yes. But his head and his mindset is putting him behind the eight ball because he's refusing to listen.
Well, Jonathan, we want to get a lot of people in here. Thanks so much. I think that we're heading, obviously, to kind of some sort of finality on what you're talking about. And the other thing that I think you're sort of mentioning, at least what I hear, which is a big part of this, is that in any business, there are levels to this.
Yep.
And whenever I hear any of the things that you might criticize Steve Kerr for, I get it because it's sports and he's in charge. He's the one out front. He's the face. He's got the word head in front of his name, coach. But, like, it's always fascinating to me. We talk about it as if the decisions that are being made by one person. And they're not. There are levels to this. There are plenty of voices. By the way, Steph Curry is one of those voices.
So is Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy and all the rest of it.
And beyond, right. And so there are levels to responsibility, and then there are levels to the decisions that get made. And so this is not, by any stretch, this is not even close to something that is only Steve's opinion.
Of course. And, you know, developing young people is not a straight line thing. And I think about our boss and how he has, quote, developed young people. Spadoni goes from board op to doing the 5 a.m. show back when we were rocking the 5 a.m. show to getting on the air. And now he's on the morning show. And Evan and Grandy, they're not only filling hosts, but they're doing pre and post and all the rest of it. And so, you know, you look across the board and the wave behind them, whether it's Carter Chickering and Zach Green, and, you know, you got Cam and you got Risotto and all these other people who are coming up, and there's going to be other people behind them as well.
Wait a minute. Hang on. I just got a tweet that just came across.
Is it breaking?
No, it's from Grandy. I have lost faith in Matt Nahagian to be in charge of my future and me rising to my full potential. That's out there. That's out there, Grandy. Mm. We'll call Shams.
Yeah.
We'll let him know.
Let him know.
He cannot be that guy.
Yeah. Well,
it's pretty funny. But yeah. Anyway,
it's dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Not to butter up the boss, but that's what developing young people looks like. But the reason why it worked is because these guys were given opportunity, and they did what he asked them to do.
And they did what he asked them to do.
Right. It's, hey, guys, we need you to do the Bay Area Panthers. We need you to do play-by-play for the Bay Area Panthers. And they both are like, sure, okay, we'll split the gig.
Yeah.
And so they split the gig, doing indoor football. And it's, you know, doing Warriors pre and post, and it's doing the Sunday show with Lo Neal. Whatever it is, you step up and you do it, and you get developed.
You want to hear it?
Kinda.
NBA Today on ESPN.
Wait, who's this from?
Slates.
Thank you.
Kuminga, contract dollars, what will he choose? Here's the latest.
People can, you know, question whether Jonathan Kuminga will willingly not take $14 million more, you know, and take the two-year $45 million deal. But you talk to people around him, and he's pretty dug in. Like, if this is going to be the best offer, if 2 for $45 with the team option is going to be the best offer, he will see them in training camp on a $7.9 million expiring qualifying offer, which includes a no-trade clause, because he wants either to, you know, to be viewed as more of a building block, or he wants his freedom, you know, his control of his future. And the qualifying offer, while less money, gives him control of his future.
Okay, so again, I want to remind everybody, just so you understand, this isn't as simple as would you take 7.9 for 1 year, or would you take 2 and 45 for 2 years, but the team gets control of that second year?
Janet Jackson.
This goes way, way deeper than that. And it goes way deeper than that for this reason. The qualifying offer represents what is, in effect, a no-trade clause. So it means that the Warriors cannot trade him without his permission during that year. And following that year, he would immediately become an unrestricted free agent. I know it may not sound like it, but within the industry, that's a nuclear option. That isn't just, oh, I'd like to control my future, so I'll take $8 million. That's not that simple. Believe you me, along with taking that $8 million, it is akin to Jonathan riding into training camp on a motorcycle with both of his middle fingers up.
Oh, boy.
That's what it is. Now, conversely, the Warriors saying, we have cut off all sign and trade talks, and our final offer is 2 years, $45 million, and we will be in complete control of that second year. Whether we would like to keep you or not, that will be totally up to us. Is also arriving at training camp with your middle fingers up. That's where we sit, where both sides are currently flipping one another off and sitting there going, who's going to lower their fingers first? That's where we are. And all of these other players that the Warriors have supposedly already got on standby, Al Horford, DeAnthony Melton, etc., that all affects them and whether or not the Warriors can have them next year. And so that's why, to go back to the point that I made a handful of weeks ago, I do not believe that this can get to October and have everybody just still staring at each other and question whether Jonathan would actually do that. Because even if he does, I then think he arrives, there's tension, it's toxic, everybody's mad, season screwed. That's the way I see it.
Well, there's many ways you can navigate that. And one way would be you get to a point where you realize that he is really dug in on playing under the qualifying offer. So you say, fine, 2 years and 45 is off the table. You sign Horford, you sign Melton, and Kuminga is going to play on 7.9. Kuminga comes in, and you say, all right, JK, I'm glad you're here. We're going to reassign you to Santa Cruz. We're going to have you go ahead and play with the Warriors and, you know, go ahead and sharpen your game down there. And maybe we'll recall you at some point this year, and you just go forward without Kuminga, thereby largely tanking his value. If he wants to come in, like you said, with middle fingers in the air, the Warriors still have a measure of control as to how they want to utilize the player and how they want to allow him to either develop or not develop.
Valkyrie's tip in 20 minutes. Chicago Sky looking to up their playoff chances. The game is on the Valkyrie's channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app, search Valkyrie's, you'll see it. We're sponsored by the American Cancer Society. It's Dibs' birthday. Aaron Schatz with ESPN on the short-term but three-year future of the 49ers, and he and his panel believe it's pretty rosy. So we'll let him explain that. We'll talk that out in the NFL coming up next on Willard and Dibs.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bay Area, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. You know what, Dibs? I like your picks.
Huh. Nice, Grandy. On my birthday, you didn't do me dirty. I appreciate that. It's kind of nice.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I wonder what picks you're going to make a little bit later on in the show.
For?
Our fantasy mock.
Oh, that's
round
right.
Round one.
We're going to mock it up.
Mock it up. Mock it in.
It depends on the draft order, which, yeah. And we'll generate a draft order between you and myself, Grandy and Lucas, and six callers.
Will you guys get on that? You need to do one of those randomization sensation things.
Yeah, those are easy to find.
Yeah. You can do that anywhere you want. And then, get us a number, and then we'll let the listeners know what numbers are available. And then we're going to open it up to you and let everybody get in on our mock. And you know what? I mean, it'd be nice. We're not going to make him stay on hold for 40 minutes. We're going to talk to him right now. But Aaron Schatz knows a thing or two about fantasy because he's all over FTN Fantasy, also NFL analyst for ESPN, was part of a panel earlier this week that was taking a look at the, I guess you could call it, short-term future for each NFL team, not just this year, but over the next 3 years, based on the players they have, the cap situation, what's coming up, et cetera, et cetera. And the Niners did come in the top 10. I think 8, actually, is where the guys had it. Lewis Riddick was a part of this as well. So he joins us now on the River Islands guest line, Aaron Schatz. Aaron, what's going on? Thanks for doing it.
Hey, no problem, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. So how would you lay that out? Why is the Niners' short-term three-year future somewhat rosy and optimistic in your mind?
Coaching, coaching, coaching. We rated each team in four categories: quarterback, rest of the roster, coaching, and front office. And the place where the 49ers really stand out is coaching, because of Kyle Shanahan's ability to turn average quarterbacks into great quarterbacks and constantly run a good offense when his team is not leading the league in injuries. So I think that was the big reason why the 49ers, I think if we had only looked at the other three categories, I think they would have ended up like 13th or 14th or something, but the coaching really lifted them up.
And what else about the coaching? Is it also the staff that he has and the coordinator, or is it as simple as what he does with that beautiful laminated play sheet?
Yeah, I mean, you know, no disrespect to the defensive staff, but I think it's really about Kyle himself and what he does with that play sheet. And what he does, not with the play sheet, but in camp and in practice during the week to get his guys ready. It's not just about the plays he calls during the game. It's how he gets these quarterbacks ready so that he can make Jimmy Garoppolo good and Brock Purdy great.
So, Aaron, it's interesting when you said kind of the rest of what's going on was maybe a middle-of-the-pack type team, but coaching elevates them. So let me flip it and look at it from the other perspective. What are the concerns just based on the roster that you see right now?
A few positions where you're either you feel like there's weakness or the players are older, right? It's not the youngest roster in the league. They have some age. Left tackle, obviously, there's, you know, Trent Williams is not going to be playing there for the next 3 years. And the front office-wise, you know, they haven't had the best drafting record. And Purdy is very good, but he's not great. I think he's, you know, getting paid commensurate for what he is, which is kind of a tier two quarterback who is much better than his draft status, but not as good as his actual efficiency numbers.
And what about the rest of the roster, especially the younger players that we see this year, the drafted class from last year, they made a big impact. And even a couple of years ago, you're now getting D winners and others to step in. How does the rest of the roster stack up for you guys?
Yeah, I think the problem is just that certain stars, if you look at the stars on the roster, you have some young players that are really coming into their own and that you have a lot of belief that they have promise, you know, like Michael Williams and everything. But when you talk about who are the best players on the 49ers, Fred Warner, older. Trent Williams, much older. George Kittle, older. Like the stars of this team, McCaffrey for a running back, older. The stars of this team are generally players in their late 20s into their 30s up to where Trent Williams is.
Aaron Schatz with us, ESPN NFL analyst Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. So when you look, let's just have some fun about this year for a second. When you look at some of those aging players and then question marks with some of the younger players, but then run that up against the point that everyone sort of makes about the schedule being quote-unquote easy, where does that put your optimism or pessimism for this year?
Love the 49ers this year. I really do. The fact is, when they're not among the most injured teams in the league, Kyle Shanahan always runs a great offense. If you just look at, you know, all other things being equal, the Shanahan-McVay offenses are just better. And so, you know, I think their defense can be average, right? I know there's questions in the secondary and questions at defensive tackle, but there's also talent with Bosa and Warner and certain things that they do really well. And then that offense is going to be good because his offenses are always good unless they're just racked by injury. And the schedule is really easy.
Yeah, even this offense, Aaron, when you look at Brandon Ayuk out until maybe November and Juwan Jennings with a calf and a contract and Ricky Pearsall trying to step up into that role, do you have any concerns about the receiving core as it pertains to the Shanahan offense?
Oh, sure, absolutely. You want to see Jennings be healthy, and you want to see Pearsall step up. And, you know, DeMarcus Robinson, they believe that they can get a certain amount out of him, but he's never been a star player or anything like that. And, you know, if Ayuk is back in October, that's better than if Ayuk is back in November. But the quarterback is there who knows how to run this offense. The tight end is still one of the two or three best in the league. The running back, if he's healthy, should be excellent. The offensive line is, I mean, you know, the questions about McKivitz, but for the most part, like, the offensive line is good. So they're in a good place.
Aaron, so I get it. Your group, when you look at the 49ers over the next 3 years, you kind of like them. Who did you love? Who was up at the top of everybody's list?
The Eagles. Not only do the Eagles have maybe the best front office in the game with good coaching, a good quarterback, their defense, everyone on their defense other than Zach Bond is under 26. It's kind of crazy how young their defense is. We don't know if it'll be as good as last year because guys like Moro Ojomo have to step up. But that's a team that's younger than you think they are. The Ravens also, with a great front office, great coaching staff, great quarterback, great roster overall. They're very set for the next 2 years.
Is it safe to say that the Niners are the highest on your list in the NFC West, especially considering the Matthew Stafford back situation?
Yeah, I think if I'm remembering to our list, they are the highest of the four teams in the NFC West.
Yes.
And I know that when it comes to just this year, I have them projected as my favorites in the NFC West.
Okay.
Like that.
Can we flip to the other side? Who over the next 3 years is up a creek?
Well, if you know, the Seahawks, a lot of people believe in the young defense. McDonald is there, but we don't really know what the quarterback situation is, if Darnold can really be good outside of the Minnesota system. So I think they're probably at the bottom of the four NFC West teams, because with the Rams, yeah, they're going to need a new quarterback because Stafford is old and has the back issues. But just like with Kyle Shanahan, McVay, there's a lot of belief in him as a head coach.
Yeah, he's been fantastic, and he's created great results down there. Aaron Schatz joining us here, 95.7 The Game. I want to ask you about DVOA, and you know, I'm still trying to get into these advanced analytics, and this is actually something that you created. First of all, how did you come about to creating this, and can you just explain to me and the listeners what DVOA means and why it's so important?
Okay, short version is it measures the success of every play based on the down and distance, and compares it to a league average that is adjusted for situation and opponent. And the reason why it's useful is that it measures every play, so you can look at it situationally, but it's also tweaked to be as predictive as possible. So certain things are less important because they're less consistent. And how did I create it? Some ideas from a book called The Hidden Game of Football, and then played around with numbers a little bit, and had a week off between Christmas and New Year's 1 year at my job, and just kind of went nuts.
I love it.
It's awesome.
I love it. And Aaron, would you take us back to last year and take a look at the 49ers? Because I think, and this is fair, you know where a fan's brain goes. You were 6-11, everything stunk. But I don't necessarily think that your numbers would suggest that with the 49ers. I think it was probably more focused on especially run defense, but like what story does the DVOA say about last year's Niners?
They had the best DVOA of any team with 11 losses ever.
Okay.
It's kind of like winning an ugly contest. Yeah.
You don't hang a banner about that because it's sort of like you won the ugly contest, but you did. You won the ugly contest, which means it's not like you're coming from 25th. It's not like last year we were 25th, but this year we'll be healthier. It's last year we were 14th, and this year we'll be healthier. So you're already starting at above average as far as the underlying statistic, below that 6-11 record. And then you add in better health and the easy schedule, and things should be much better than they were last year.
By the way, when you say they were 14th in DVOA, is that a blend of offense and defense?
Yeah, that would include offense, defense, and special teams.
Okay, where were they if you break them apart? Where were they in offensive DVOA? Do you have that?
I don't have it right in front of me right now. They were higher on offense than they were on defense. They were top 10 overall until the last couple of games of the season. And then at a certain point, they just lost too many guys by the end.
Yeah, I'm looking at ftnfantasy.com, and if you value these numbers like I do, you need to sign up because he'll give you the total, but the offense, defense, the special teams, you're going to have to pay for that now, aren't you, Aaron?
Yeah, it requires a subscription, but the subscriptions are very reasonable, and you can also get all of last year's numbers along with this year's projections in the book, preseason book, the FTN Football Almanac, which you can get at ftnfantasy.com/almanac.
That's such a seamless plug, and I didn't mean to set you up for that, but
yeah, well
I
done.
Quietly...
The 49ers are the sample chapter, so actually you could read the 49ers for free.
Ooh,
there you have it.
I like that.
And I love these numbers.
Aaron, what would you do if you had the first pick in a fantasy draft?
Probably Jamar Chase. It depends on the rules of your league. But I think that the difference between Jamar Chase and a baseline wide receiver at this point is bigger than the difference between Bijan Robinson or Saquon Barkley and a baseline running back. So in most leagues, I would take Jamar Chase with the first pick.
Aaron, really, really fun to have you on. Thank you so much for doing it.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Again, ftnfantasy.com/almanac, and you are lucky that the San Francisco chapter is the sample.
Unbelievable.
I love it. On the house.
I mean, just
Schatz is a giver.
Putting the fish hook in everyone's mouths. Aaron, thank you. Aaron Schatz with us. Yes, an NFL analyst for ESPN, the FTN Fantasy, the creator of DVOA.
I mean, that's pretty sweet when you're, you know, obviously a nerd, and I'm say it affectionately because you know I love numbers like these guys. I don't have the ability to create a stat that will be adopted and used by everyone. Between DVOA and EPA, those are the like the gold standard. That's the salt and pepper of advanced analytics in the NFL.
No, those are those are big, man. Those are big, and I love that he's like, yeah, so I had a week off in between Christmas and New Year's, and I created this, and I immediately felt horrible about myself because I'm like, I'm off that week every year, and I've never created anything.
What are you doing?
I'm just out here, like, eating chocolate.
Fishing and wiffle ball.
And having wine. Like, well, this guy, hey, you have a week off for the holidays? Yeah, a lot of people have a week off for the holidays. You went and created a whole thingamabob?
I read a book, and I started playing with numbers, and, Mom, the meatloaf!
Right.
You know, I could picture him down in the basement, 20 hours at a time, with a tiny desk lamp.
Numbers are numbers.
Totally.
And numbers are numbers.
They
a pencil
are.
And a pad, and he's just playing with numbers, and next thing you know, boom, defensive adjusted, value over average.
Defensive
adjusted, that's the D.
Value
over average.
Over average.
So third and eight, you pick up nine. Okay, great, you picked up nine. But what does that mean relative to the other third and eights in the same situation across the league? Do more teams get 11? Do more teams get four? How does that play relate to every other play like it?
Look,
incredible.
Everything's got all these initials now, and you get to decide what you want. Do you like a QBR? Do you like PFF? Do you like DVOA? You can pick whatever little acronym that you want to sort of make your point. But you line up Aaron Schatz, and I do think that one of the stories he just told, I think this is important now when we project this year. When people go, boy, 6-11, and everything stunk last year, and we wanted Brock Purdy to actually perform while a lot of his players were out. He didn't have the Avengers, Dibs. And if he were actually a good quarterback, then he would have performed under less than ideal circumstances. We got national media members going on a victory lap because Brock Purdy didn't perform when those great players were not there with him. And then Aaron hops on the phone and goes, they were one of the top 10 offenses in the game. They were one of the top 10 offenses in the game, even with all of those injuries. So I don't know what your stats are. Again, I'm not going to victory lap that either. I'm simply going to say that if you want to use those initials, maybe the quote-unquote down year for Brock Purdy is being overstated? Maybe?
Perhaps, yeah. I mean, if they're a top 10 offense, and the defense thus would have been closer toward the top of the bottom, in other words, like 19th or 20th, and I wonder where the special teams were in DVOA, because that certainly is a factor, but I'm just looking at the sample chapter right now in the FTN Almanac. Best teams in DVO history with 11 or more losses, and they are far and away the best, better than San Diego in 2001 and better than Baltimore in 96. They were the best bad team in NFL history, according to this, which...
What a hack,
right?
To get a fourth place schedule. So they're the best team ever to get a fourth place schedule, essentially, in maybe the history of the game.
Not only that, but it also aligns with them taking on the NFC and AFC South. So if you want to talk about the confluence of events, best bad team ever, last place schedule, and your crossover, shout out 148, Monday through Friday, yep. Your crossover is with the putrid NFC South and the hapless AFC South. And I know there's a couple good teams in each, but you get the point. You get Carolina, you get New Orleans, you get Jacksonville, you get the bad divisions.
I know what you're saying.
Right. Like,
you're saying Super Bowl or bust.
I'm saying playoffs or disappointment.
Well, I always
POD.
I always feel that way.
Depending.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Early Shanahan, no. when you start out,
yeah,
take over that team, you open up the year 0-9, okay, and so fine. You went 6-10. Hey, we got something with Garoppolo, maybe. I wasn't thinking, like, there's a playoff team.
Right.
He gets hurt, you go 4-12. It's like, okay. The next year you think, hopefully we can bounce back. We'll see if this Jimmy guy can stay upright, and you win your first 8 games, and you go to the Super Bowl. So looking at this team, this DVOA, this schedule, yeah, make the playoffs. If you don't make the playoffs and everyone's healthy, mostly healthy, and mostly everyone,
yeah,
Trent, Christian, George, Brock, Fred.
Well, that's why I fight back right now as we get into mid-August and the Giants season. Like, they've got a game tonight, and I'm like, yeah, whatever, dog. Like, I'm grinding on fantasy news tonight. I'm not grinding on Willie Adames' 4 at-bats. Like, they're already out. They're already out, and I'm totally disappointed by that. And there will be a healthy number of people who respond to my disappointment by going, ha, that was stupid that you expected them to do anything. And it's like, I don't like that word. I didn't expect anything, but I hoped, and I don't think it was an irrational hope. I don't think that the things we saw for the first 2 months of the season didn't happen. You know, a lot of people, this was one thing I heard earlier this week when people went, that is so ridiculous that you thought that Rafi Devers was going to fix the Giants lineup. And I always say to those people, you're forgetting what was going on when they got him. They didn't need fixing. It wasn't a great lineup, but it didn't need to be fixed. They were double-digit games over 500. I just thought, and now they're better. It was
right.
It was a mediocre at best lineup. Now maybe it's a mediocre plus lineup. It's not a great lineup, but you blend it with the bullpen that they had, the starting pitching that they were getting, and how could you not be excited?
And you lost nothing in the trade.
Like, I think Boston hates the trade, even though they've won a lot more games.
Yeah, 12. They have 12 games better than the Giants since the trade.
For those of you who don't know, though, Kyle Harrison is still in the minors, ERA 4. They're writing articles about Jordan Hicks, who's exploring why he sucked so bad. And then Tibbs, they've already traded. They traded him to the Dodgers. And then the fourth guy in the trade was like 18 years old. That's what the Giants gave up. So they lost nothing and added Rafi Devers and became one of the worst teams in the league. I don't know how you can't be disappointed by that. So, yeah, I'll share what you said. If the Niners don't make the playoffs with this schedule and this team, I'm going to be very disappointed.
And reasonable health.
Yeah.
Like, you get 14 or 15 from Brock, 14 or 15 from George and Fred and Christian and Trent. Like, that to me is where you look at it. And, you know, the Aaron Schatz DVOA numbers tell you that, and I'm looking at it here, last year, their Pythagorean win expectation, which means the stats indicate what you should have won. They should have won 7.5 games. So they were a game and a half worse just on results based on the numbers, and that was with a bad defense and without Christian McCaffrey for most of the year.
I have developing news.
Is it good or bad?
It's neither. It's just something.
Okay, it's just something.
It's not like news. It's just, remember we said earlier, and those of you who are just joining us, especially if you're just getting off work, happy weekend, good for you, yay, let's get a drink. In about 20 minutes, we're going to open up the phone lines at 888-957-9570, and we are going to start preparing, locking in, or yocking in.
Thank you.
Callers who will get to participate in our round one fantasy football mock draft. So you're going to call in, and as soon as they lock you in, we will give you which pick you're going to get because the guys have done the random order. So we have in front of us the top 10 in the fantasy football draft, but me, Dibs, Grandy, and Lucas, we only make up 4 of those top 10. We're going to need 6 callers. Again, we'll call for it, probably about 15 or 20 minutes. We'll call for it. You line up, and you get to take one of the picks. And then we'll go to you. You make the pick live on the air. We heckle you. You heckle back. We scream at each other. We hang up on you, and then we move on to the next. Dibs, would you like to know what pick you have received in the top 10 draft?
I would love to.
On your 57th birthday.
57? My God.
You will select.
57th?
Number six.
Okay.
Number six.
A guy's birthday and he can't even pick first?
Your number six?
Six might be better than one.
Yep. Grandy is going to be number eight. Lucas is going to be number nine. Where do you think I ended up?
Number one.
Number one.
Number one.
Of course.
It was random.
Do you guys have to be such a homer?
I swear to God, it was random.
One man's birthday.
The second I saw that, I'm like, oh, for crying out
loud. It is bad news.
Dib's going to be all pissed.
Birthday over.
Remember when I got you donuts? Remember when I got you donuts?
Yeah, now I got a tummy ache.
2 hours ago.
The second donut was a regrettable choice.
Well, yeah, that's just the way it goes. All right, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570. Heading into the 5 o'clock hour on a Friday. Oh boy, this could go a lot of different directions. It's Willard and Dibs.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
There goes the two boys, the two great boys of the Bay Area, the best sports show on town.
On 95.7 The Game.
Hold on. Wait a second.
What?
Wait a second. Well, first of all, a few things.
The best sports show on town.
Well, look, in an hour, he better call. It's Friday. He better call.
That's a stat. Look it up.
I will. It's not a stat.
That was in our show thread last night.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Willard.
No, I'm listening. I'm listening.
You're right, brother.
I know. All right.
He's a little runt.
And a little runt is going to be on his ass. What was that, sir?
Nothing. Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. 650. Trade the number one overall pick to Dibs. What's an idea?
I mean, for what? For number six?
It's your birthday. Like, we'll just swap.
It's good. I'll stay at six. I've already figured out who I'm going to pick. The pick is in, Mark.
It can't be. You don't know who the first five people are going to pick.
That's true. That's true.
So your guy might be gone.
He could, yeah.
Yeah, he could. All right. So 888-957-9570. Just want to let everybody know, because we got some people that apparently are expressing a little bit of excitement about this. We're going to do a mock draft. In about 10 minutes, we'll say, okay, call now if you want to get one of the six open slots in our top 10 mock draft. This is just for fun and for gits and shiggles.
Oh, boy.
That's all, like, that it's okay. That's all.
You better be careful.
This isn't, we're not trying to win anything. You're not going to be in a league. You're just going to talk to us, and we're going to talk to you, and we're going to do a little mock heading into the weekend where some people are doing their draft. That's it. We're just farting around.
Okay. Just for schmitz
and
giggles.
We're just farting around.
Okay.
Okay? Nobody's going to win a free trip to Cash Creek or anything like that. All right? Nobody's getting a gift card from Splash.
I am getting those things?
No, you're not getting anything.
Thank you.
You're just being on the phone talking to us and having fun. That's
it. That's getting something.
It is. But you're not, you know what I mean? Like, you're not in a league. We're not going to, like, we're just having fun.
It's just a conversation.
It's just, that's it. It's just, we're just messing around. Okay?
Yep.
So that's one thing. And then, secondly, I think we need to hear from Slates again, because I think there was still some meat on that bone. That seemed to get people's attention right before Aaron Schatz came on. But then before we do that, apparently we need to go live to the other room where Lucas Alexander has just had a conversation with the long-haired Sam Lubman, long-haired Lubman, and he is over at Oracle Park. Why? Nobody knows. But he is, and he just listened to Bob Melvin. And Lucas, what did he say to you?
In that text from long-haired Lubman, he says...
That's his name from now on, by the way. I just made that up. We're doing it. That's forever. Anyway, go ahead.
This is the text from Giants insider long-haired Lubman. Bob just said Matt Chapman.
That's Matt, yeah.
Had an MRI yesterday. And on his right hand, and said it could be an IL.
Okay. So first of all, you're like, when you told me this, you're like, did we know something about Matt Chapman's hand? And we did. And I don't know if this matters to people or what you think about it. But yeah, that thing never fully healed. You know, Chapman's lengthy IL stint earlier this year, it's never been feeling good. So I don't know, like, I don't know if that shapes the way you feel about the way he's played or whatever. I also think that when a manager says publicly into microphones it could be an IL stint, that usually means it's an IL stint. In other words, Lucas, do we have a lineup yet tonight? And is Matt in it?
I'll look.
Okay, thank you.
I can't imagine he would be in it. If you're coming out and saying he had an MRI and it's looking like a possible IL stint, that tells me that he's not going to play again, because I know he didn't play the other day. I guess that would have been Wednesday, the last time they played, and he wasn't in there. And I'm looking at he missed 24 games, and yeah, since he's come back, he is hitting .200 with an OPS of .655. He's got 23 hits over the course of 31 games.
He's out of the lineup.
Of course.
Casey Schmidt is batting fifth and playing third base tonight. Landon Root back into the fold tonight. He'll start for the Giants.
Okay. And I would imagine before long, maybe it's not today, but probably before tomorrow's game, if it still is hurting that bad, he goes on the IL and you will recall somebody to take his place. I don't know if it would be Carson Wisenhunt to get him back up and let him start.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because you already have bats aplenty, right?
Well, and you have Schmidt, who can be your everyday third baseman. You do have some other people who...
You got Fitz and Koss, who can play
Fitz
second.
Fitz and Koss, who can play second or even play third in a pinch. Again, you have, I know they won't do this, you have Devers, you have Flores, you have people who have played third base before, even though they can no longer move. But anyway, yeah. So, looks like that's what's going on. And again, I look at that more as news going backward as opposed to going forward, because the Giants are not going to go to the playoffs this year. They are not going to win, and it's super sad and frustrating, but not too worried about where this lineup goes from here. I think it's more sort of revealing with regard to what has brought us to this point with regard to Matt Chapman's play and the fact that I don't think he's felt good the whole time. So, you know, and I know this is where we get, like, we start to dance into that whole, like, you're in, so you're healthy, so you play. But I like, the way I look at that, that's not untrue, but it's also not life. Like, if you are hurting, you're not going to play as well. And so, yeah, I think we've known this for a while. Matt Chapman's injury, he came back. They were pushing to try to be a good team and make the playoffs, and he wanted to be a part of it, and he felt like it was good enough to play, but it has not felt good all summer.
Right, and so now you get an MRI, and it shows that there probably is some damage, and it'll either be you shut it down or you get surgery or both, because what he's done since he came back from the IL last time when he missed the 24 games, he's been subpar. He hit 200, as I just mentioned, with an OPS of 655. So if that's because of the injury, doesn't matter. That happened. You did that. You played baseball and it didn't work out for you. If it was the hand, then so be it. But bottom line, if you're injured, then you got to get the thing fixed.
888-957-9570 is the number. And so it is. It's Ramos, Devers, Adames, Smith, Schmidt, Jungwoo Lee, Koss, Bailey, Grant McCray into right field tonight. Landon Roop on the mound, and a lot on the line.
Yeah, like what?
Nothing.
Thank you. I mean, read that bottom of the lineup again. After Lee, Bailey,
Koss,
Bailey,
McCray.
Okay. I mean,
Landon Roop.
There it is.
Landon Roop.
There it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Nothing on the line, and nothing in the lineup either. So, yeah, go out and enjoy it.
I think Robin Richmond wants to talk to you.
All right, I'm available.
Okay.
Get into the hour.
Hi, Rob. What do you want to say to Dibs?
Dibber Cars!
What's going
Happy
on?
Happy birthday, man. I love you, and I've been listening to you since Rad, 680, all the above. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you, Rob. And, you know, drive safe. I would follow up with always everyone out there, but appreciate the birthday wishes. I'm definitely feeling the love today. It's awesome, Rob. Thank you.
All right. There goes Rob.
Boom.
Dibbers!
Dibber Cars!
What are you doing tonight? What are you doing tonight?
Going home, and the wife will cook a meal that I have requested.
Which is?
We're going to have pork loin and mashed potatoes.
Oh.
Yeah, she makes a delicious pork loin, and her mashed potatoes are restaurant quality, chef's kiss. She makes them just perfectly, boils them, mashes them, whips them up with a little milk and a little butter. Delicious, and, you know, chase after my daughter for about an hour, and then hope that she can handle her business in the appropriate places, and then
how's that going,
call it a night. I was hit and miss. She's kind of like the Matt Chapman of poopers. Like, she'll get a hit every now and again, but... You know, she'll go one for five on you.
That's it? So you're just going to, like, eat some pork loin and then go to bed?
Pretty much. I mean, what else is there?
Boy, you are 57.
What else is there?
I mean, there are things.
Sure. Okay, so...
What'd she get you?
I'll find out tonight.
Oh, you don't know?
No.
Will there be gifts?
Yeah, and I was told that there will be a party, quote-unquote. So,
party?
Yes, and she didn't tell me...
Why did you just buddy-heeled two fingers that?
Because I don't think that there's going to be 45 people in a keg. There might be a couple relatives and a couple of cupcakes, but...
My name is Buddy.
Right. I'm not anticipating an actual party. I could be wrong. She said, make sure you're home at 7 so we can start your party. And she deliberately did not tell my almost three-year-old, because she would rat out the whole thing. She would tell me all the details.
Oh, so there's
three.
So there's a surprise nature to this.
It will be for my daughter and I.
Okay.
I have no idea what I'm walking into other than pork loin and mashed potatoes.
So she had to make sure that you were told that you needed to make sure you're home at 7.
Right. No stop at the cafeteria.
Like you take the long way sometimes?
Never.
Okay, exactly.
Never.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, just in case, like, hey, you know, Willard and Grandy and Lucas want to buy you a drink on the way home. Just come home.
Willard, buy you a drink on the way home.
Donuts was nice.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That's much more me.
Completely.
I'm not buying you a drink on the way home. I'm going home.
Exactly. What are we doing? And then, honestly, at 57, okay, so, you know, what are you? We're going to get a sitter. I get home at 7, and we're going to get a sitter. And $25 an hour. We're gonna go out to some dinner. Spend another $100.
How about tomorrow?
Stare at each other.
You can go to brunch.
Tomorrow we're going to the California Academy of Sciences.
That doesn't sound like your choice.
The Dino Museum? Are you kidding me?
You can crash Evan's birthday party at my apartment, and you can have all the drinks you want, Dibs.
Dude, what time is the tip off?
People getting there maybe 7:30. I don't know.
That late? 7:30?
That's late. That's early,
dude. 7:30?
You have no idea, Grandy. You have
Were you telling
idea.
Me this thing starts at 7:30?
There's the greatest comedy skit that I saw
might
last
even be
week.
Seven.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Can you make it 4:15?
You know all these bands that do like the we were talking about it a few weeks ago. The bands that all do the concerts when they've all already had their 75th birthday. The Who is out there. Chicago. Def Leppard. AC/DC, and the greatest bit about the fans that fill up these arenas to try to live through days gone by, and how you watch all of these people's priorities have completely changed than when they used to go to a Def Leppard concert.
For sure.
The Def Leppard concert 40 years ago would have been about a complete party. Nobody remembers anything. You're out all night. You're losing it. You're getting into it, all of that. Now you're like, where's the snack bar? How many times in this entire 2-hour set can I stand up and dance? Maybe a couple.
Right.
But the reason I bring it up is because she talks about then the lights come on. The concert is over. And everybody can barely walk, and they're trying to find their car. And at a certain point, they get out into the parking lot, and everybody looks at their phone or their watch. And goes, oh my God, it's 10 o'clock. What are we doing out here?
No doubt.
We have got to get home. We cannot be out this late. We don't even know what happens.
Yeah. It's late.
Oh my God.
And that's kind of like tonight for my birthday. I'm 57. So yeah, you rush home at 7 and you get ready. You go out and you have supper with my lovely supper. And we can go to a movie, whatever. Cost you $200 to just, I'm going to stare at my wife across the table, spend $125 for dinner, and we're just going to talk about our daughter anyway. Just stay home. Where are you going to go, tough guy?
What an advertisement for life, huh?
Stay the hell home.
Everybody looking forward to that second half of life.
I'm going to Evan's party, though, for sure. I'm going to go from 7:30 to about 7:45.
You're not going. You're not going.
How many drinks could you squeeze in that 15-minute window?
4.
We're not talking about shots. We're talking about drinks.
An easy 6 with 2, 1 in each pocket for the walk back to Bart.
I will tell you, he was when he was 54 and the Super Bowl was at the lovely Christie's house, Dibs, I got it in. You got it in.
Your kids drove me to drink.
Hopefully they drove you home.
I took the bus. What are you talking about?
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.